10:17 the time, KXFM. And I explained to the audience just a moment ago that we were due to have Sergeant Jim Cota call us directly at 10 o'clock. Well, like he usually does, everything's early for him. So about 5 minutes to 10, he swings the lobby door wide open and walks in. And I freaked out. We haven't had another human being in the studio other than Alyssa, myself, and Tyler since March, I guess. So I freaked out. And he was kind enough and cool enough to go back to his office and make the phone call from there. Sergeant Jim Cota, thank you for being here this morning, first of all.
No, thank you very much. It's good to hear from you and the station. And, I think you already know what kind of relationship that I love to have with you guys. So, anytime you need me, I'm always here.
We know that already. And I asked you off air and I'll ask you on air. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for putting up with my own obsessive compulsive behavior that gets me into trouble all the time here. So,
it's some serious times right now and it's unprecedented. So, we all need to make sure that we're social distancing and keeping our masks on and, doing our part. And, we're all in this together.
Delighted to hear you say that. Now, we have serious matters to discuss. And for the first time in a long time, I read we had a homicide here in town. I guess Tuesday morning over at the Laguna Lido condominium complex, neighbors heard some glass break and called the police.
Yes, we did. And, it's been about a year since we had one farther down south. But just to give you a recap of what occurred, it was Tuesday morning, a little after 5 a.m., neighbors heard a loud window smash, followed up with what they believe was a sound of gunshots, and officers converged to Laguna Lido Condominiums. If you're not familiar with it, it's down south, 31755 Coast Highway. Beautiful place. They have locks and they've got ways to keep it only accessible to the residents.
Right.
So, which is a good thing.
Okay.
So officers get down there and they see the window that's broken, smashed, and already suspecting that this could be, at least at minimum, maybe a burglary or some type of robbery.
Right.
So they make repeated attempts to get a hold of any homeowner inside the condo. Nobody answers. So they make their way into the condominium and they find a male victim, a 46-year-old subject, deceased. And, at that point we called detectives and now it's pretty much, consuming their life right now. And it's pretty extensive with their investigation right now. We have all the detectives that we have working on this right now, pretty much 24/7. So
did he receive two gunshots?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Somewhere between two and five, it seems to be. So we'll be able to narrow that down with the coroner in coming days.
Okay. And we have his name has been released this morning, right?
Correct. His name is Barrett Sloan. Okay. Like I said, he's 46 years old out of Los Angeles.
And had Laguna Beach police ever been dispatched to this condo before for anything?
No, not that we know of. And so it was, it was kind of new because, we rarely go to this complex because it's really a really nice and safe place.
Right.
And, so this was, out of the ordinary and, all the times that I've been to this complex, during my years here, it's always been very pleasant. It's a beautiful place. Many of the condos overlook the ocean, so it's
in your experience, Jim, is it usually somebody they know?
Usually there's some kind of tie. So when I say that, it's either somebody they know or somebody who knows them and puts the situation together. You know, looking at this, it looks like this person was targeted. There is no threat to the community or threat to anybody else inside the condominium complex.
Right.
So that's what detectives are trying to figure out as we speak. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we get this subject into custody sooner than later.
Okay. All right. And any leads as far as who the subject might be or anything that, you know, that the detectives know that we might be able to, as a community, help out with a description?
Right now, I can't release that, but I know that Laguna Lido has really good surveillance footage. Their video system's real high tech, and detectives are going through hours and hours of recorded video. And yeah, they're looking at several different angles right now. Okay. And you know, hopefully we get some good news and get this guy into custody and off the streets.
All right. And the last question about this subject is just kind of the dumb guy question, I think. And is it possible that something could have started a confrontation somewhere else, maybe a road rage confrontation, and this person was followed home, this guy was followed home?
It doesn't look like that happened. But, you know, that's always a possibility. But knowing what I know right now, it does not look like that was the case in this instance.
Okay. All right. Good luck. Yeah. Good luck with that. And please keep us in touch as far as what's going on with that case. I also wanted to talk about the businesses that have been vandalized in town lately. There have been several businesses vandalized over at Main Street Bar and Grill. I guess they had some windows broken out and they had some combustibles thrown in.
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, someone chose to throw some items through the window, and it contained some liquid that was flammable. So, you know, we're definitely looking into that. And, you know, right now, you know, detectives were working on that, and then all of a sudden we get this. So they have their hands full right now. They're probably the busiest officers in the entire department right now as we speak, you know, with the stuff that's going on, just like it is going on around, you know, the rest of the country and the state. So, yeah, they have their hands full as we speak as trying to work on a homicide and, you know, work on that. We're just lucky that, you know, the business didn't ignite and go up in flames. That would have been absolutely heartbreaking. So,
right.
You know, hopefully we get some big leads on that too. So, like I said, detectives are working their rear ends off right now. They have a lot of cases going.
And I'm going to jump back real fast. I said back to the Laguna Lido case. Are we the lead agency there?
We are.
Okay.
We are the lead agency, and we're going to remain the lead agency in that. And like I said, I'm hoping to, you know, provide some good news in the near future in getting this guy into custody or guys or whoever else is involved in this. It could be more than one at this point. So,
right.
You know, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Okay. And I'm going to skip forward again now back to the vandalizations. And with the graffiti that we've been seeing and the types of vandalizations that we're seeing in town, in your gut, does it tell you that it's the same people or same group doing it?
I don't know. I think it's, in my opinion, it looks like just selected different people that are coming into our city. You know, people have been cooped up for so long that now they're looking to get out of their own town and come down to the beach. Right. And, you know, we've been quick to get it removed and get things back to normal. And, you know, some of the window smashes and stuff like that, you know, we look at video footage of the businesses and stuff. And I know that one of the detectives before this homicide occurred had somebody identified for some of the window smashes downtown. So we'll see how fast they can get to that and hopefully scoop this person up and, you know, start making some strong statements to, you know, not come to Laguna with your nonsense, you know, because we've had a long history of something happens. We arrest you. We go find you. You know, we've gone out of state, out of county to go get you. So, right. You know, we want to keep that that good old work ethic, still in place.
So once they're arrested, for instance, the vandalization of the Main Street bar, once they're arrested, that's also, is that possibly a hate crime on top of what else? What would that arrest be for, since there was a combustible found?
Yeah, it's going to be, they're going to use them certain sections, like we can add in arson, we can put in a hate crime. We're also going to add in vandalism. So if that person does get arrested, you're looking at 3 to 4 pretty serious crimes.
All right. Okay. Well, the very best of luck there. And the best of luck to the detectives and the police department on the homicide happening, the homicide investigation taking place. Jim, you know, I can't wait until we actually get you face-to-face in studio, and we'll hang out for a while when that time is possible. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and giving us this update.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it as well. I know you and I've been talking for a long time. I wanted to get together and play all different types of music and have a good time and answer as many questions as we can.
It would be the greatest few hours that this town has ever seen if you and I got in here with some music and some albums and stuff, man.
I'm looking forward to it, Ed. You're the best,
Sergeant Jim Cota, Laguna Beach Police Department. Thank you once again. 10:28 the time.